Hey there, hey, and thank you for tuning in to this Tuesday pod of Born to Be a Star. Today is another day, another opportunity for you to recognize your star power. It is Tuesday, the day after Monday, four more days closer to Friday, and I'm so excited that I am finally getting a weekend off because I forgot what that was like to have one. Anyways, today is another day and another opportunity for you to recognize your star power. Now, take a moment to look at your reflection in the mirror and reflect on where you've been and where you're going to, and understand that life is a journey and we are supposed to be learning and adjusting and going forward in a positive way. Outside of that, though, maybe we should learn to love what we're seeing in the mirror. You know, maybe we don't need to be perfect. Maybe the idea that we are full of flaws instead of flawless is okay. In some regards, I do think that I'm flawless, or others are flawless and really incredible and important and creative and beautiful and astonishing and brilliant. But in other ways, I see us as all the same, right? And I see us also as that we're learning, right? We're all on in school together, and we're all just learning and growing and prospering differently but the same. That's my philosophy with the gray. So that leads me to the beginning of the conversation. I was listening to Jesse Waters tonight, and he had on a someone that grew up in a very, very conservative family, and then she became a stripper. And she said she had to get out of that life because she started hanging out with the wrong people, and she started thinking about drugs. And the thing that she said saved her is that she never gave up. And when I listened to her say that line, I knew that the hype and the mantra of the show every day does have value and does mean something. Because even in the eye of the storm, even when you're dealing with a very difficult situation and you don't think that you can get through it and everything feels horrible, you have to stay focused and persevere through the difficulty. And I know I'm supposed to start the podcast off by saying, yes, you can. But I'm going to start it off by saying, yes, you can never give up. You can learn a new language. You can buy contacts to see better or glasses. You can buy a new car. You can decide to get a new apartment or buy a house. You can decide to have kids or not have kids. You can decide that you want to change your favorite color, change your style, change your favorite breakfast place or your favorite coffee shop. You can decide that you want to like Target over Walmart, or Walmart over Target, or maybe you just want to be an Amazon person, right? Maybe instead of you going to the pharmacy, you're sick of CVS and you just want to get everything delivered through Amazon. Whatever the case may be, whatever the situation is, you need to find a way to say to yourself, yes, you can, right? And it needs to be incentivized in your mind in a way where you always attempt to accomplish things and do things, even if it doesn't seem like it's going to be a possibility. Because life depends on your energy. It depends on your drive. It depends on your willingness to see the sun even in the darkness. And it depends on you to recognize your star power. If you're not doing that, things aren't going to go your way. You're going to miss out on opportunities. If you're not doing that, you might not get to where you want to be, and you might not succeed the way you want to if you don't try things out. Just because one relationship failed doesn't mean you can't find another one. Just because one thing didn't go the way you want to doesn't mean you can't do something differently. Yes, you can is the idea that you can't get through anything. Following the yes, you can is to never give up, and I already just gave you the example of it. But saying to myself, or yourself constantly, never give up, is a way for us to understand we have to persevere through the difficulty to get back to the good. And following that is the idea of why not today? Because why are we procrastinating and being indecisive? Why can't we just make decisions and live with them, right? Find a solution quickly. Don't wait 5 years to make a decision, because all that time is going to go by and you're not going to get any of it back. Fix the dishwasher in the kitchen. Get on Angie and find somebody to fix the washing machine in the basement. You might need your mechanic to look at your car, because, I mean, you need the car for work, right? I think you should get it fixed. Following the mantra, let's get to some politics. So Today, some protester attacked Alec Baldwin, and he got a taste of his own medicine because he is totally a lefty and he deserves it. No surprise. Also, this case that Braggs is attacking Donald Trump with is completely embarrassing because they don't actually have anything to attack him with, right? It's not a felony. He didn't break any law. He didn't do anything incorrectly. In fact, he followed the law. The person that's the main witness in this case is a known liar, and everybody knows it. And I'm not sure how they think this is going to work. While America is burning down and dying, they are still trying to attack Donald Trump. And Donald Trump was the only president in a very long time that did something none of the rest of them did. Save Americans and save America. I have some other news before I get to what I wrote in the title. The American dollar is dying. The rest of the world is moving into BRICS and other forms of currency. And there will not be any world currency. People are moving away from America. They're spending their money on gold and silver and other objects that's not American. They've realized that America had a tendency of punishing people. And they didn't like what America did with Russia. And I think that America is making a lot of mistakes that are going to come to bite it in its ass. It probably wasn't a good idea for them to attack Donald Trump like this and make him pay $152 billion or something for something he didn't do. And it also probably isn't a good idea to have him in another case. And when you continue to show people that you're going to attack people for no actual reason and you continue to do this, like when they went after Putin, right? Well, you know what Putin decided? Yeah, I'm not going to deal with them anymore. You know what Saudi Arabia decided? The same thing. You know what all these countries are going to do? They're going to move away from America because America isn't the biggest country in the world. I understand that 330 million people look like, sounds like a lot of people, but honestly, India has more people than us. Facts. So does China. Now, these places might not be the best places. United States might be a great place to live, but I'm not saying I don't love being American and I don't love America, but the world is moving on without us. And we are very stupid. Every 100 days, we are taking on $1 trillion in debt. I want you to do the math on that. They spent way too much money during COVID. They pretend like money grows on trees, and it does not. We've all heard that saying as kids, right? Money does not grow on trees. We're all cognizant and aware enough to understand that that's not what happens. They're spending money they don't have. They bailed out banks in 2008. They sold houses to people that can't afford them. People are going to go into foreclosures. They have negative equity in properties they cannot afford. And who can pay $600,000 for a house that's supposed to be $300,000? Do you understand what's happening here? The end is coming. Now, I listened to a podcast today from someone that I really like. And I was listening to her while I was at the gym. And the topics that she said, right, they are topics that we've talked about before. So it's not that, you know, we haven't heard it before, but it's just, we have to have a tendency to call these things out. And if we don't, we're going to be in peril. I'm trying to find her name.
We're Row, a healthcare company helping hundreds of thousands of people lose weight. And we're now on the GLP-1, the revolutionary weight loss medications everyone is talking about. With Row, get the online coaching and care you need to lose 15 to 20% of your body weight.
I can't remember her name. But anyways, I was listening to this lawyer that does a podcast. And she's very interesting and very entertaining. Well, at least I find her interesting and entertaining. And like, it just felt like listening to her was an awakening for me. Now, I've heard the same thing she's talking about. Crashes and Taxes with Rebecca Walsh. Walzer, very interesting podcast. I've listened to many of her podcasts. I've been even come on here and I've said that the end is coming. They decided to break away from gold and silver in the 1970s, and they made really horrible decisions. They decided to bail out banks, and they decided to spend money on things that aren't important. They just gave $96 billion to fucking Ukraine. Is that going to help America with its debt problem? No. Do you think they care about that? No. Because they're not thinking about this. They're printing money that doesn't exist. And the only people that are going to pay for it is us. Now, inflation hasn't come down. I told you yesterday that me and Skip were driving by apartments in the town we live in. And the starting price for the apartments are $3,500. You might be thinking, why would anybody logically spend that amount of money on an apartment? But today, when I was getting my teeth cleaned at the dentist, the dentist said that people told him when they were getting their teeth done that they would spend that amount of money until they could find a house in town. Have things gone that bonkers that people are willing to waste money to that extreme? Yes. Everything is totally haywire and insane. Why did we give more money to Ukraine? Where does that money go? Why have we made dumb decisions with money, pretending like we're going to be able to control the world? The digital currency is coming. The dollar is dying. It's dying. There is no way to save it. Jerome Powell messed up during COVID. They spent way too much money. They injected money into a system that wasn't supposed to be there, and they did a bunch of things that they shouldn't have done. They told everybody that they had to stay locked up in the house, but they would allow Black Lives Matter protests outside, but they wouldn't allow you to go to church. Yeah, that happened. Right. We're in debt. We can't afford the debt, because you know who's supposed to pay the debt? The taxpayers. But you know what? There's not enough taxpayers to pay off all the debt that's owed. We went from $17 trillion to $34 trillion in 20 years. And every 100 days in the United States of America, we spend $1 trillion. So there's 365 days in a year. By the time we get to 2025, instead of us being at $34 trillion, we're going to be at about $40 trillion. I'm estimating up. It's likely going to be 37, 38. But I'm estimating up. Do you see the conflict of that? Who's paying for this stuff? Now, I know the bums and the illegals and the people that don't want to do anything will come at you and say, blah, 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 blah. But who's paying for this? Not only that, but we have an entire, like, we have newspapers, we have stations, we have colleges and institutions that the American people put tax money into. NPR, why isn't that getting defunded and turned off, right? That's a national public service that's not supposed to be completely liberal and leftist, but it is. Why isn't that getting turned off? I wonder. We've got a lot of problems here. We're in debt. Nobody wants to talk about that. This trans crap at school is getting worse. A 12-year-old was attacked by a boy who beat her up in a cafeteria. This is insane. This stuff is happening. The school doesn't want to give any information because they don't want the parents to say anything. But a boy hit her, not a girl. Allowing this insanity, changing Title IX to include trans in that, means you don't care about little girls and young women. You completely went back to what it was before. And women are a bunch of fucking idiots. And I've said many times, women shouldn't be in control. But I also want to bring up the fact that Kamala Harris just laughs at everything and she doesn't actually do anything. She's on the campaign trying to hype up everybody to vote for Joe Biden. Joe Biden cannot walk, talk, think, or do anything on his own. Do you understand that this man hasn't held a press conference? He hasn't really answered any questions from the press, and he hasn't basically done anything since he's been in the office. They've hid him away from the microphone so he won't say anything. And now they're likely not going to have a debate between him and Donald Trump while he tries to prosecute Trump for made-up things. This shit's crazy, man. And it's just Tuesday. I don't get it. I don't know why we're allowing men to pretend to be girls and why we're not calling that out either. Women should be like fucking mad, right? A man is trying to pretend like he has a uterus and a vagina and he can have sex and become a mom. No. No. It's not okay for you to be in a locker room with a 12-year-old at gym class. No. And it's not okay for a 5-year-old to know anything about trans anything. Can we leave the kids alone? The indoctrination of children in school is horrible. And if you're looking for a good documentary, you should definitely sign up for Fox. They have a bunch of good things on school, or you should look up your own research on this. This country is dying. There is not enough young people having kids, and I'm talking about Americans. Americans. There's not enough of them. Not just that. We are creating a debt that we can't afford to pay back. Do you understand how loans work? Janet Yellen is a complete fucking idiot. And we all know that. They have put people into these positions who don't actually know what the fuck they're doing. And we are going to pay very heavy bad consequences. Inflation isn't going anywhere. Jerome Powell isn't going to go down on rates. Do you understand that the stock market isn't based off reality? It's based off of Jerome. Does the stock market think he's going to do this? Does the stock market think he's going to do that? That's what the stock market is based off. It's not based off reality, right? Bailing out banks that are doing things incorrectly is not the correct thing to do. You really need to have your money in a real bank and maybe like a credit union. You have to be very smart when it comes to your money and your finances, and you have to be involved with an actual bank. I'm talking about Bank of America, and I'm talking about Chase. One of those two banks needs to be one of your main banks. That's where you need to have your direct deposit, whether it's your pension, whether it's your daily or biweekly paycheck from your job, whether it's your inheritance, whether it's unemployment until you get back to work. Whatever it is, you need to have a real bank and have that go in there. You cannot have these little banks that cannot be your main bank. Your main bank has to be a big bank, okay? Because, let me tell you why. When these banks start to fall, and it is going to happen, and I said it when it was happening last year, when these banks start to really fall, because they're going to, you want to have your finances and you want to have your money in a big bank. Because a big bank like Bank of America and Chase, they're not really doing the things that these other banks are doing. They're a bigger bank, so they have more people involved in their banking. They have bigger businesses, and they have a bigger footprint, right, in the United States of America and the world, right, worldwide. Let's see, Bank of America is worldwide. Chase is worldwide. You need a worldwide bank. I'd even say, what's the name of the other one? I can't remember the name of it. There's a couple of other ones that are worldwide too, but they're not as big as Bank of America and Chase. Wells Fargo. Have your money in a place that isn't just your local down the street bank, because when things go bad, those are going to be the banks that are going to close, because they're not going to be able to last. They're just not. And we can't lie about that. So Janet Yellen is a fucking moron, and she doesn't know how to calculate anything. What they did during COVID was wrong. You know what they should have done instead of going to their secret meeting so they could propagandize everything and get money and support for the Democratic Party and lie to Americans and tell us we can't go outside and eat and do all this stuff. Looking back at what they did to us during COVID, it's horrible that we give away our freedom and our rights to these motherfuckers who don't care a flying shit about us. And I'm sorry, kids, I'm cussing. I apologize. I'm just getting tired, right? I get up every fucking day and I go to work. Nobody does anything for me. I pay my own bills with my husband. There are no handouts for us. We don't get any free anything. When we go to the grocery store, that is our money. When something breaks and I gotta buy it, that is my money. The things that I have to pay for, it's coming out of my pocket. The taxes I pay in my paycheck, where the fuck does my tax money go? Because I wish they would just let me keep it. Here, right? I'm going to say something. And it's about religion. And I'm bringing the religion into the conversation right now. During COVID, and I'm going back to this, they wanted to support people running around protesting Black Lives Matter. I said it the other day, there is no white entertainment station or network or television station. 13% of a population of 330 million people is not that much. Do the math. 13% of a population of 330 million. That's not what you think it is. Now, I'm not trying to say that Black people aren't important. I'm not trying to say that Black people aren't a part of history and not a part of the time that we're in right now. But I'm saying that Black people are not victims. They make themselves victims by living off of the state or the government, running handouts, wanting to suck the titty of Uncle Sam and take the fucking tax money that I pay the government so you can sit your fat ass in a house and have five fucking kids, not a husband, and you're going to live like that. But then you're going to get all this money back when you do your income tax for the kids that you're having with no husband and no job, right? And you're just going to continue to play that game while I continue to get up every day and go to work. These people don't want real medical coverage because the government gives it to them for free. God is not something that can be played with. Religion is religion. The idea that people want to take it away and they want to limit you and they want to tell you what you can't believe in is bullshit. So ignore them. I'm not saying you have to be religious. I'm not saying you have to follow what I'm doing. I'm not saying any of that. But I am saying that you can't judge me or anybody else if we choose to believe in something. Maybe you want to be Jewish. Maybe you do want to be one of these other religions. So do that. Don't let the government and don't let these idiotic media people tell you what you can't do. I'm going to be Catholic. I'm going to go to parish every Sunday. I'm going to do what I do at my church and my community, and I'm going to support those in need. Catholic Charities is one of the biggest charities in the world, and I'm very proud of that. I'm very proud to say I'm a part of that. It's a charitable thing to give to people that don't have anything, and I'm going to continue to do my best to serve in Jesus' name. Right. And if you don't want to believe in Jesus Christ, if you don't want to believe that the Bible is real, if you don't want to believe any of these things, you don't have to. But the idea that the government wants to just rip away years, like decades upon decades upon decades of rules and principles and values that were followed in precedent with the United States of America and the Constitution of the United States of America is just fucking sad. So we're going to scramble all these things around because you motherfuckers don't want to get rid of your power. I invite you again to do your own research. Go to this website called The Wire. Why don't you look up Daily Wire? Why don't you look up something that's not CNN and something that's not CNBC or MSNBC? Don't listen to your leftist neighbor tell you about some insanity that's not true. And please don't listen to Hillary Clinton either. We're not in a good place right now. Things are only getting worse. Have we looked at it all wrong? Of course we have. This is the Matrix and they're all Mr. Smith. Their greed can't hide, but they keep pretending like they're not after one thing, power. When they give money to Ukraine, they take it from us. They gave them more money and they already lost. So we're continuing a war with Russia that's not going to be won. This is what's going to happen. All those Ukrainians are going to die, okay? I hate to be the bearer of bad news. And America is using Ukraine as a proxy to attack Russia. And it's very smart to do that. But they're not going to succeed. The end is near. Be aware of that. Moving on from the main part of the conversation. Should we go to the hair salon every 2 weeks? I don't know. Eyelash extensions. What do you guys think about that? like maybe I try eyelash extensions, but I don't know if I need them. Like, maybe not. I don't know. It feels like another thing for me to add, for me to do. Like, I'm not saying I don't want to try it, but like, is this something I'm going to be able to do, like, on a daily basis or whatever? Because I'm very busy, and I don't even know if I need it. But maybe it would... maybe it would be fun to try it. And people are probably going to be like, why are you getting eyelash extensions? So somebody recommended it to me, and I'm tempted to try it and see if I like it. I'm not saying I'm going to like it, but I'm tempted to see if I will like it. It's not really my thing, but maybe it's a cool thing to do. Has anyone ever gotten AirPod cases? Like, I just have my AirPods in the same AirPod case it came with when I bought it. I didn't know there was a case to put it in the other case. But I've seen some on Posh and stuff, and it kind of looks okay and cool. But I don't really know if I do it, but we'll see. Private schools are the only option if you have kids. Or they need to learn at home, and they need to learn remote, and they need to be in a different setting. They can't go to public schools. Public schools are out. Find a way to make some more money to send them to a private school, because they're not going to learn anything in a public school. These kids are getting dumber by the day, and these public settings with these indoctrinated teachers that are indoctrinating the kids. And I said that earlier. I give you the example of what's happening on the Columbia campus. We're creating stupid smart people that cannot do anything on their own, and they don't understand the most simplest things. They're just completely incompetent, and we only have ourselves to blame for that. If you have any morals, any values, any beliefs in anything, find a way to send your children to private schools or schools that are not directly connected to the state that you live in and the government. Nothing. There cannot be any public schools if you actually want your kids to learn anything. Take that from someone that actually worked in public schools, has a teaching background, and has been in that era. Don't do it to your kids. Save them. Go private. Adding new pieces to your wardrobe. Meaning you don't have to get in a completely new wardrobe. You can just add special things to it. Like shirts or jackets or like one pair of pants or another skirt or maybe even some shoes or accessories. Add small things like that to your wardrobe and spice it up. It doesn't have to be a completely new wardrobe. Moving on from the main part of the conversation to watching things with Star Watch Talk. Deep Water Horizon. Pride and Glory. Delicious Miss Brown. That's that cooking show with Miss Brown where she makes all those good recipes, and I can't wait to watch that. I was considering watching that on Max. Now, these are all Max things, but that also comes on Food Network, so I don't know. Arthemis, Best Bite in Town, sounds like something I want to watch. I love cooking shows. That's like my favorite thing to watch. Pillow Talk, Single Life, maybe. Kingpin looks okay. And finally, Bruce Lee. I don't know, those all sound like good. I missed NXT tonight. That's fun. Still watching Gutfeld till it goes off in about 5 minutes. I kind of want to watch that Is It Cake show on Netflix. And there's a bunch of other things I want to look at too. Me and Skip have a big list of things we need to start watching together. And we got to just stop looking at news all the time. But I'm just so irritated about politics that I feel like all I can do is like focus on the news so I actually know what the hell is going on. Instead of trying to like deny myself reality by just binging things. But I also want to finish South Park too. I'm on like season 2 or 3 of that. That show is hilarious. Let's go to the South Park. Hilarious. I also like watching SpongeBob too. Now let's get into food. Today for lunch I had lasagna. It was great. Tomorrow I don't know what I'm eating for lunch, but it's going to be delicious either way.
I found a recipe for spicy ramen on Pinterest that looks pretty cool. So you basically take the ramen, right? You cook off the ramen and you have to make like a spicy sauce to put the ramen into. You could also add beef or chicken or whatever veggies you want into this to really make it authentic and good. I recommend you find a recipe that fits what you're looking for as taste. Honey barbecue chicken wrap. My favorite barbecue chicken wrap is at Friendly's. Oh my God, it's the best wrap in the world. If you want a barbecue chicken wrap, you need to go there and eat it. Pasta Florentine. Go on the app Pepper or Pinterest and find out which recipe you like the best to make it with. Now, I watched a video on Pinterest of the girl making like a lasagna pasta Florentine. And it looked okay. But it's not really the way I'd make it. Cheeseburger fries. I saw a video. I saw the instructions. I saw it. I saw the list of items needed to make it. I feel like I'd try them. Low-carb chicken sausage pasta. And by low-carb, we mean you're making this pasta without the pasta, right? That's the idea of low-carb, no-carb. Honestly, we need to be finding ways to eat less carbohydrates, and we need to be finding ways to eat more greens. If you're going to have pasta, then have a salad with it, right? Maybe if you just had pasta one night, then don't have it again the next. Like, start to limit these things so you can do better. Drinking water. You should at least drink 80 ounces to 100 ounces of water a day. What's stopping you from drinking this water? You need to be drinking this water every day. It's for your health so you don't get dehydrated, and it's also good for your body and your blood. So let's drink water. Also, eliminating sugar. I really think I'm going to just stop drinking coffee altogether, or I'm just going to start to limit the amount of sugar that I have in it. Now, I don't really consume sugar anyways outside of maybe having candy, but I don't put sugar in drinks. Like, if I'm having a tea, I do like 2 sugars, or maybe it's 3. I don't know. I can't remember the last time I had tea. I was really considering switching from like coffee to tea and trying to find ways to get rid of sugar altogether. I just think there's ways we can eat and drink without consuming sugar and unnecessary calories and potentially getting diabetes. It's not worth it. So we have to eat differently so we can live longer and we can live stronger. My friends, that is the end of this Tuesday pod. Thank you for tuning into the pod of Born to Be a Star. Don't forget that you are a star wherever you are. And recognize your star power. Recognize that you are the light in the darkness. Don't forget, you, me, they, them, us. We are not only going to just change the United States of America and every other country in the world and the world itself, but we are going to save this planet in the galaxies, in the galaxies of the galaxies, in the solar system and everything around it. We are the beginning, the middle, the end, the start. We were here when everything was presented, and we'll be here when everything is gone and deleted. We are the Matrix, and we are Neo. I dare you to see your star power. I dare you to recognize everything you can be. In the darkness, you are the light. We are the light together. We are everything, yet nothing all at once. Recognize your light, be the light, resemble the light, and pass the light on. That's what it is to be a star. Recognize that and never be fearful. Be fearless. Be unapologetically you. That's the mantra. I'll see you same place, same time tomorrow on a hump day. Don't forget that you are a star wherever you are. And I'm saying wherever you are, meaning anywhere. Even if you're in a corner, even if you're in an alley, even if you're in a country where you think no one knows you exist anymore. I see you. And I'll see you tomorrow. Bye. Don't forget that you're a star wherever you are.